We do have a quorum, and I'll call the Ways and Means Committee to order. Representative Biner, did you read the minutes? I know you did. Would you be so kind as to move them? Representative Biner moves the minutes of April 9th, 2008. Any corrections, additions? If not, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? And carried. And members, as you know, we had a little bit of a confusion, and we had the wrong version of House File, or Senate File 345 before us. So Representative Huntley will move to reconsider the motion by which the committee recommended Senate File 345 to pass.
So moved.
Any discussion on that motion? If not, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? And carried. And then Representative Huntley.
Mr. Chair, I would move Senate File 345, first unofficial engrossment, be recommended to pass and sent to the General Register.
Representative Huntley moves the Senate File 345, the first unofficial engrossment, an amendment. You have A2 amendment, is that correct? I think this is the one that the amendment that you did orally last time was, that was where some of the confusion was. Representative Huntley, do you want to move the A2 amendment?
Mr. Chair, I've moved the A2 amendment. This uses money in the special revenue fund, so it's not general fund money.
And it moves it over, I think, 1 year as well.
Yeah.
Okay. Is that correct? It just moves everything over 1 year. All those in favor of the A2 amendment signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? And carried. Okay, Representative Huntley renews his motion that Senate File 345, the first unofficial engrossment, as amended, be recommended to pass and place on the General Registry. All those in favor signify by saying, any discussion, I'm sorry. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? And carried. Thank you.
Mr. Chair, members.
Okay. I think we got it done. Representative Dill. I'm going to go to Representative Murphy after that. The chair would move that House File 3280 be recommended to pass. But before we do that, we need to have a budget resolution. We need more, so let's do it now. The chair would move the change to the budget resolution, and is it going to be this one right here? It would be A4. And in your packet, members, it should be the KNRES-02A4. And what this does, it changes the Department of Agricultural, Ag, Rural Economics, and Veteran Affairs. It increases it by $190,000. We have been working with the governor's office, and I have a letter from Commissioner Hansen stating that their request is to have $3.5 million spent in the TB tuberculosis cattle problem. And so this will allow that additional $190,000 will bring that up then to a total of 3.5, as per the request of the governor's office and Department of Commissioner Hansen. So the chair would move the A4 amendment. And by the way, I have visited with Representative Holberg on that as well, so the lead Republican is well aware of this. Any discussion? If not, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? And carried. Now, Representative Dill. The chair would move House File 3280 be recommended to pass and placed on the General Registry. Representative Dill, welcome to the committee.
Thank you, Chair Thulberg. Members, this bill, very briefly, if you look at Minnesota where there is a large amount of public land, for example, northern Minnesota would be an example. North of Highway 2 would be a really good example. It looks like your grandmother's quilt, where you've got a patchwork of federal, state, tribal, county, city, all just a multitude and mixed match of land. And this bill puts in place an expedited process so the publicly owned land can be traded between each other, and so the land can be consolidated for better management purposes, especially in regards to forestry. So the tracts become bigger, owned by one entity, and they would strategically do these exchanges. It actually saves money, and the way it saves money is by doing the exchanges using them instead of the full-blown appraisal process using market analysis and minimum evaluations for these lands. Saves a copious amount of money when you come to appraisals and things of that nature. And it also allows for title insurance to be used to guarantee the title rather than updating abstracts through the process. Mr. Chair, there's a $66,000 savings. That savings is booked each year. And it's, by the way, it's ongoing for on out into all of the tails. That is booked in House File 1812, which is the finance bill that is now in conference committee, and I'd be willing to answer any questions. This is a good technical way for the Department of Natural Resources to work through, and it's had no controversy, no amendment throughout the process.
And just for information, 1812 spent the $66,000.
Thank you.
Any other discussion? Any other discussion? If not, then the chair will renew his motion that House File 3280 be recommended to pass and placed on the general registry. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? And carried. I'm going to skip down to 3588. Representative Medore? Oh, she's not here. 3558, I'm sorry. Is she here? Oh, 3558. Got a problem?
Mr. Chair, we're having a problem with my line. Okay. That is the license plate.
Yes.
Okay. That is, Mr. Chair and members, thank you.
So let me bring this before the committee if you're ready for it.
I am for this one, yes. My other one, we appear to have a problem.
The chair will move the House File number 3558 be recommended to pass and placed on the general registry. Welcome to the committee.
Thank you very much.
Can I explain your bill a bit?
Yes, I would, Mr. Chair and members. Thank you very much. Sorry about that confusion right there. We'll work on that other problem. What this bill is this allows the temporary permits for the women's golf, U.S. Golf Open. Basically, what we're looking for here is for gender balance. We allow this for the men's golf, but we do not for the women's. So there's no fiscal impact. The Ms. McCormick is here from DBS, and there is no. Their department is ready to go with this. There is no opposition to it.
Is there someone from the Department of Transportation here?
Yes, Ms. McCormick is here.
Ms. McCormick is here. Ms. McCormick, if you can approach, please, and Bill Marks has a question. He's always looking to make sure it gets done right. Mr. Marks?
Mr. Chair, Ms. McCormick, does this money need to be appropriated, or does it go in an account that already has a statutory appropriation on it?
Welcome to the committee. You can identify yourself for the tape.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and members of the committee. For the record, Pat McCormick, Director of Driver and Vehicle Services. And this money goes into the motor vehicle special revenue account. So the vehicle services special revenue account, which is the account we use to pay for all of our expenses.
So it is automatically appropriated by statute. Okay.
Yes.
Thank you. Any other questions on that? Thank you for your information. If not, then the chair would move that House File number 3558 be recommended to pass the first engrossment and placed on the general registry. All those in favor signify by saying aye. Opposed? And carried. Okay? The other one, did you want to consider that one yet?
I think I need to work with the administrator. There appears to be a problem.
Very good. Okay.
Thank you very much.
Representative Olin. House File 4075. The chair will move House File 4075. Be recommended to pass and placed on the general registry. And Representative Olin, I believe there's an amendment. Is that correct?
That's correct, Mr. Chairman.
And in your packet, there should be the A2 amendment. The chair would move the A2 amendment. And this is the $190,000 that we talked about earlier. It increases it by its appropriate amount. Any discussion on the amendment? If not, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? And carried. Representative Olin?
Mr. Chairman and members, I believe there's another cleanup amendment we have to do on page 6.11.
Explain your bill, and then we'll take care of that one as well. Okay.
Well, this bill is the bovine TB bill in its entirety as far as the appropriations. It also, beyond the 3.5 that you've just heard reference to, which is a cattle buyout, voluntary buyout, basically, with some fencing included for those that, and other things included for those that don't. There's also the original money that was put in the Department of Ag and Board of Animal Health money. So the entire 6+ million, if you add it up a little, is all included in this bill, and its intent would be to forward this to the House by itself. If you need a more elaborate explanation, I'm glad to answer questions.
And just, and members, again, we've worked with the governor's office on this appropriation. Questions? Representative McNamara?
Well, thank you, Mr. Chair, and thank you, Representative Olin. I know this is a really important bill. If I understand it right, so if people accept this $500 per head, are they out of the cattle business, and for how long will that be?
Representative Olin.
Mr. Chair, Mr. McNamara, that's a good question. To be perfectly honest, the bill says till the area becomes bovine TB free, which would mean, as I interpret from what Dr. Hartman told me, there would be 2 years to get from modified back to accredited standing, accredited and modified, and it's probably 2 years beyond that to get to bovine TB free. So it's probably a minimum of 4 years in a perfect world. Now, that's a perfect world.
Representative McNamara, follow-up?
Yeah, just real quick. Thank you, Mr. Chair. So, Representative Olin, how does the $500 equate to them? Is this able to tide them over for... I mean, they can still sell the cattle, right? But they must be less value, I'm assuming. Then how does the $500 equate? And then do the folks in that range, do they also grow other crops, or is it mostly pasture land? So are they really kind of out of business for 4 years?
Mr. Chairman, Representative McNamara, there is some additional funding at $75 per animal per year to help a little more, but that's obviously not the full living either. But there is some additional money beyond the original, just $500. The other thing that does exist, but it's subject to tax bills, is some tax credits and some attempt to clean up capital gains words so they don't get hit. But now, obviously, those aren't in front of you today, and those will have to go through tax committee and are heading our bills that I have that are pending tax committee.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And then, Representative Olin, how about, do these folks have alternatives? Is it where they can convert the ground to maybe some kind of cropland, or are they pretty much on hold waiting for this, for us to take care of this problem?
Mr. Chairman, Representative McNamara, in most of these cases, a large part of this land is probably capable of growing hay. I'm not saying all of it is, because some of it's rocks, so some... and other things, but some of this land probably could grow hay. Now, if they do grow hay, then they've got some fencing provisions to make sure if they leave the hay around too long that they may have to come into play with the Board of Animal Health, because that'll be at Dr. Hartman's discretion as to exactly what they'll have to do if they do that.
Okay. Other questions? Any other questions? Now, this is an extremely important bill, and if you look at what the problem has been in Michigan, This is a really cheap way of trying to be able to solve this problem. I think Michigan is extremely expensive right now and devastating for us. Representative Duskowski?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Representative Olin, I received a couple of emails from folks who are concerned about kind of property rights. I was just looking. The board can come in and inspect fences, that type of thing. Are there, tell us, if you will, about that whole interface.
Representative Olin.
Mr. Chairman, Representative Duskowski. Yeah, the Board of Animal Health would have authority on these cattle. Most of your property rights issues are probably coming from other bills that I'm not responsible for involving the deer hunting land, more so than the cattle. But I think the cattle owners are all aware of what their, the nightmare of the cattle industry is with the bovine TB situation. So I think they're all not as excited about that because they understand that it needs to be done.
Thank you.
Representative Speaker?
Chair, and I want to thank Representative Olin for taking on the issue. When we were last with the governor, we spent 40 minutes on this issue with the governor telling us just how important it was to him and to the rest of the state that we take care of the bovine TB issue. And so although I can see Representative McNamara where the concern is for these farmers, the issue is that what's at risk is the entire cattle industry in the entire state of Minnesota, not just some isolated area within a 10-mile radius of the infected area. This will become a huge economic impact to the state, and I think that's not something that we want to go down the road, and Representative Solberg is exactly right. If you look at the history of what happened in Michigan, they had an option to do this. They chose not to do this, which was to you know, be able to clean out the herds in the areas where there were problems, and the result is now that they spend literally millions of dollars on into the future out of their state budget to try to climb back to a TB-free status. So although it is going to be difficult in this area, and I too understand there are people who have bought land, and this is not this bill today, but there are people who own land for the deer hunting purpose, and they're not happy either. But there are very serious issues, and when a governor spends 40 minutes talking about an issue with you, I think you sit up and listen. So I think this is very important to the governor's office, and we are very interested in getting it done.
Any other discussion? Representative Duskowski?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I will just add that $75 for a cow-calf pair per year is a pretty good payment with background in education dealing with cattle producers. If you can do 50 or more per year on an average year, you're doing pretty good. But that's probably a fair price, I'd say.
There is another technical amendment that we have to, in order to make the appropriation work. And Mr. Marks, we're going to do it as an oral amendment. Would you give us the amendment, please?
Mr. Chair, members, on the last page, page 6, on lines 11 and 12, it's to delete the reference to House File 1812, delete the comma there and delete Article 9, Section 3, comma. When House File 1812 gets reassembled, it's not likely that this section will be Article 9, Section 3 anymore. So just the reference to House File 1812 will be adequate.
And the chair will move that. Does everyone understand the handwritten amendment? And it's in order to make the appropriation work. Otherwise, there's no appropriation available. If not, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed and carried. Any other discussion or questions? If not, then the chair would renew the motion that House File 4075, as amended, be recommended to pass based on the general register. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed and carried. Thank you. Representative Olin, thank you very much. Representative Severson. Welcome to the committee. The chair would move that House File 3490 be recommended to pass and placed on the general registry. Representative Severson.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members. I want to thank you for...
I'm sorry, I've got the wrong number here. I'm sorry.
3706?
House file 3706. Yes. The chair would move House file 3706. He recommends it pass and place on the general register. Welcome to the committee.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members. This is a kind of a housekeeping bill from DVS. Basically, when we put out some veteran plates, the Iraq War veteran plate, the Afghan War veteran plate, and the Gulf War on Terror, we put on a $5 surcharge on top of the $10 to cover the initial cost of producing the plates. The cost has been recouped by the department through the sale of about 856 plates, so those are now paid for. This merely takes that $5 surcharge off, and now the all of the fees will be equally dispersed among the other plates. So this this is a cost to Special Operating License Fund of about $4,000 a year, but it's the right thing to do.
Any other discussion? Any discussion? Any questions? If not, then the chair would renew his motion at House File 3706, recommend to pass and place in the general registry. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? And carried.
Thank you. Chair members.
The next one, Representative Bingham. Bingham, I'm sorry. Wrong pronunciation. The chair would move that House File 3490 be recommended to pass and placed on the general registry. Welcome to the committee. Representative Bingham, would you explain
Thank
your bill?
Chair and members, House File 3490 is deals with the controlled substance statute. In 1993, when it was enacted, the reinstatement fee requirement and the reexamination requirement were inadvertently omitted for those individuals whose driver's license were revoked for the violation of the statute. All this does is reinstates that and fixes the problem. It's a department bill.
And members, this saves about $51,000 in the special revenue fund. So, any other questions on this particular bill? No. Any questions? If not, then the chair would renew his motion that House File 3490 be recommended to pass and placed on the general registry. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? And carried.
Thank you.
Thank you. Representative Hornstein. Medora, did you work out your problem?
We'll find out in a minute.
Okay. Then let's go to Representative Hornstein. Should move the House File 3800 be recommended pass and placed on the general registry. And members, there is a fiscal note on this. Welcome to the committee. This is seeing lots of action. Do you want to explain your bill?
Well, Mr. Chair, you had mentioned that we're really concerned here about the fiscal parts of the bill, and I did have an oral amendment related to that.
Would you tell us what that amendment is and the chair will move?
Sure. On page 40, section 61 needs to be deleted. That's lines 1 through 13.
If the chair would move to amend House File 3800 by deleting section 61 found on page 40. Discussion. Just for clarification, we have a fiscal note that indicates when this is left in there, there's a potential cost in conflict with the federal government. And let me, if you have that, members, in your fiscal note, if you want to read, I think you have a copy of it. On the fiscal note, it's page 13 of 14. It's section 60 on the fiscal note, but it's actually section 61. And it deals with the transportation of anhydrous ammonia. It would put us out because it's a hazardous substance of those hours. But they have, as the fiscal note states, in the past, the governor has allowed this by executive order on a limited basis. If we leave it in, we lose about $3.8 million of federal funds. So this takes care of that. Representative McNamara.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'm wondering if there's anybody on the committee. I also noticed we're dealing with the transportation of sugar beets, and I'm wondering, Mr. Chair, if anybody on the committee might be able to talk about the transportation of sugar beets and why we might be removing that provision.
Representative Eakin could do that.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
The chair would renew his motion then that section 61, page 40, be deleted. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed and carried. Okay, Representative Hornstein, you want to just explain your bill briefly?
Well, Mr. Chair, members, this is the 2008 version of the Transportation Omnibus Policy Bill, and we have a number of provisions from various members. This bill had individual bills heard in the Transportation Policy and Transit Subcommittee. It was later engrossed and then heard in its entirety in the Transportation Finance Committee. We had a couple of amendments and some lively discussion at the Finance Committee last week, and now we're here at Ways and Means just to make sure that we're in fiscal compliance, you know, with our rules and procedures. So I think, you know, there's a number of just fairly routine and non-controversial provisions. There are several controversial provisions, which I'm sure will get a lot of attention on the floor. Graduated driver's license. We also have railroad walkway safety provision. Household goods motor carriers has received quite a bit of attention. And then my bill on impounded vehicle towing and content retrieval. So those would probably be the ones that are of most interest and will generate conversation on the floor. But the rest are pretty straightforward. We have a number of agency bills and other individual initiatives from members.
Okay, other discussion. From the general fund perspective, this one has a savings of $39,000. We're actually making that bottom line look a little bit better. At loan. Any other discussion? If not, then the chair would renew his motion that House File 3800 be recommended to pass and placed on the general register as amended. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed and carried.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, members.
Members, the other bill that is on the agenda, I guess, is not ready for prime time, so stay tuned. I think we will probably try to hold another Ways and Means Committee on Thursday. We'll try our best to let you know as soon as possible, and with that, the meeting is adjourned.